Welcome back. 0457 736 736 is our text line this morning. We're looking for Rugby League's redemption story for next season. We're looking ahead to next year to see who's going to be the player, the club, the coach who redeems himself or itself in 2022. Let us know your thoughts or give us a call like Nathan did on 1300 01 1170. As we know, cricket is everywhere already and we're loving it. T20 World Cup, a warm-up match overnight, Australia defeating New Zealand by 3 wickets. But the big story out of that will be around Davey Warner. No runs again. He was gone for a duck, so too Matty Wade. Sheffield Shield underway. WBBL enjoying record ratings on Fox Cricket. BBL and Ashes heading our way as well. And on the line, the man in the middle of it all, the big dog of Fox Cricket and the host of Howie Games, Mark Howard, is on the line this morning. Hello, mate.
You must have thought you had Warney or Gilly or Junior or Skull or Isha if you call him the big dog, mate. Just play a role. But when you line that up, mate, it's great to speak to you firstly and g'day to your audience. Gee, there's a massive summer of cricket coming, as you say. Kicked off last night, really, in many ways, over in the Emirates. So there's a lot to get excited about, mate. It's a big schedule, isn't it?
It is. It's huge. Now, before we get into that, we need to get onto the Howie Games for just a second, because I've seen your schedule for the Howie Games and who you're going to speak to over the next 6 weeks. Stephanie Rice, you've got Bumble, David Lloyd, Jimmy Anderson lined up, Curtis McGrath, who was incredible at the Paralympics. Mm-hmm. He does like it, by the way, to be pronounced McGrath, as in TH. Correct. At the very end. Kate Campbell. And then you've got an artist series, Kirk Pengilly, Andy Lee, Jimmy Barnes. Mate, you are going to go nuts. But you've also got the great AB, Alan Border, lined up. Are you aware of the strange milestone that was reached and passed on this day back in 1986 involving your main man, AB?
1986?
It was against India in Bombay.
87. Tied test?
On this day, Howie, in 1986, yes. Alan Border scored the 1 millionth run in Test cricketing history.
No, I wasn't aware. I'm an AB man, as you know.
I know. He became the man that hit the 1 millionth run ever total scored in Test cricket history. It was against Raju Kulkarni. Now, get this. In the fifth ball of his fifth over in the 83rd innings, Dean Jones was facing. So Dino turns it on the leg side and takes a single, probably unaware. And I suggest if he knew about the history that was happening, he would have gone for two, because that single took the Australian score to 2 for 201, and it brought the total number of recorded runs in all Test cricket to 999,999. The next ball, AB's there, smashes it for 4, and Test cricket gets its 1 millionth run. So there you go. That happened on this day back in 1986.
Well, I wish you'd told me this yesterday before I spoke to the great Alan Robert Border. He did tell me a story yesterday when he broke the world record, talking about records like that, when he passed Sunil Gavaskar, and he thought he'd do it in Australia, but he fell in a bit of a hole. So it was in New Zealand, and he was batting with Ian Healy facing Deepak Patel. This is, I think it was 10,273 runs to pass Gavaskar, and at that stage be the leading run scorer in the history of Test cricket as an individual. And he whipped your mate Deepak Patel through mid-wicket for 4, and there was a smattering of applause around the ground. And Ian Healy said, mate, it was just a typical shot through mid-wicket. What are they getting excited about? Healy had no idea himself out in the middle that AB had just broken the record. But the great man, he's fired up for a big summer. But to chat with him for a couple of hours yesterday and show him my Alan Border scrapbook that I made as a 5 to 15-year-old was really, really good, buddy. He's a great man, AB, as you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Captain Grumpy, I mean, sure, but he was the man. He was the tough guy that got Australian cricket, Test cricket, through an incredibly hard period. And I think without him, we wouldn't be enjoying the success thereafter. Looking forward to your chat with Stephanie Rice too. Obviously, 3-time gold medal winner at the Beijing Olympics. And she's been speaking out a little bit lately about how she changed herself and she didn't like what she saw on reflection. And she's now starting to look a little bit differently in terms of her career and what she wants to achieve.
Yeah, you should get her on the show, actually. That episode comes out on Thursday. And she talks about the fact that she had achieved 3 gold medals, 3 world records at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. I know you were there with Channel 7. So she'd achieved her life's ambition at age 20. And then people are starting to talk to her about retirement, which is crazy. And she talked about the fact she went for a 4 or 5, 6 year period where people say, what are you up to now? And she would say, oh, you know, a bit of corporate work here and a bit of speaking and a few appearances. And she said, to be honest, that was 5 days of my year and I didn't know what else to do to fill in the time and I didn't know what to say to people. And I think it's a really relevant point. And I'm glad she's being really open about it, Maddie, because you speak to so many athletes that they are in the prime of their life when their sporting career finishes and they wake up the next morning and that question is, what is next? So it's a big thing in the world of professional sport, as you would be aware with so many of the guests you have on.
Yeah, well, weirdly enough, Howie, at Beijing, and it's funny that you say she was 20 years of age there, and I'd forgotten just how young she was. I happened to be with one of her management team whilst the networks were ringing and quite literally having an auction as to see who could throw the most money at the manager to try and get Steph Rice to sign with Channel A or Channel B. It was extraordinary, the amount of focus on her. So looking forward to that chat. Just a quick one on our text line, Howie. Scott from Melbourne says, mate, when chatting with Howie, can you ask him if he's going to have any more NRL personalities on your podcast? Brilliant interviewer, obviously very heavy AFL focus, but he'd like to hear more footy personalities from the NRL. Have you got any rugby league redemption stories you'd like us to chase down?
Well, it's a good point. I need more rugby league guests on. There's no doubt about that. Probably my favourite rugby league guest so far we've had is Craig Bellamy, although Ray Warren was a cracker. I need to get Cameron Smith on. That's been a year-long project. That will happen. But as far as I heard your rugby league redemption, there's only one redemption story next year, Whitey, and that's the Melbourne Storm kicking off and not getting out in the prelim and going through and winning another premiership just to make everyone in New South Wales happy to see the purple Melbourne Storm. I heard the cheers across the border when they got rolled. They're an incredible sporting team, so I don't know if it's redemption, but Bellamy will get them there. But I've been fascinated with the rugby league. I don't want to talk about cricket, but the Dolphins and Mr. Bennett, what a fascinating off-season story that is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it opens up a whole heap of things, mate, not to mention player market frenzy that's going to kick off on November 1. Then we've got vaccinations as a big issue. So there's a hell of a lot going on in rugby league. But let's get back to cricket. So the World Cup warm-up last night, Australia v New Zealand, and a lot of focus on Davey Warner. Now, Aaron Finch was on my program a week or so ago. He said 100% Davey will be there, we'll be opening together. You never knock back a champion. But he's clearly in a bit of a slump, and it didn't help that he was benched at the back end of the IPL.
No, and he was a bit stiff last night. You know, that's a ripping catch. I think it was Martin Guptill that's taken a hanger to get rid of Davey's first ball of the innings. But, you know, it's that type of game, Whitey. It's that type of game where he drops it and he gets away through a couple through the covers or mid-wicket and away he goes. So, you know, form is obviously important, but let's be honest, do you want to see David Warner making 60 in the two warm-up games, or do you want to see him making 60 in the first game versus South Africa? So, you know, he's a class-proven performer. I guess that was the main headline out, but I think the headline I'd be taking out of the game last night was the spinners did well. Mitch Marsh made runs. I think he's a massive key in this tournament for us, and I think Zampa's the other key, and they both performed well. So there was a lot of positives. And for a team that had won 6 out of 21 internationals going into it, just to get a win at this stage, those tournaments, as you know, mate, World Cups, they're all about momentum. So if you can get a couple of wins early and then go into the main draw with a couple of wins under your belt, you know, they play India next in a warm-up, which will be a massive test. But the Australians are ranked, I think, 7th in the world. So to be completely honest with you, a semi-final at this stage, I reckon they'd snatch their hands out. They want to win it, but if they got to the semis at this stage, I reckon that's probably a pretty good performance.
Yeah, it's incredible that that's a tournament that we have never won before. The World Cup on Fox Cricket, October 17 through to November 15. We're also getting record ratings for the WBBL. I know that Saturday's Thunder Strikers clash made it the most watched standalone WBBL regular season game of all time. But then we look ahead towards BBL and the Ashes, mate. So were you in any doubt that the Ashes were going to go ahead?
Well, I wasn't. To be completely frank with you, you know, there's always a story about what's happening or who's getting selected. I was always confident the Ashes would go ahead. I spoke to Jimmy Anderson about 3 weeks ago for the podcast. That episode hasn't come out yet. And he said to me, which I haven't put out yet, he said to me, it will be my last tour of Australia. There is nothing that is going to stop me getting on that plane. So when you hear blokes like Jimmy Anderson say they're coming, and then as soon as Joe Root signed off on it, it is going to be an absolutely cracking series. I thought the English squad looked pretty good. Then I read the English papers and read despicable, deplorable, worst team to leave our shores since 1854 or whatever you might go with. So it's going to be a fascinating series. first test meant to be in Brisbane, but then I did note that the Queensland border was opening, Matty, but not until after that first test. So that'll be interesting to see whether that continues to go ahead. So there's so many things. And I learnt this last summer when they would say to you, all right, next test is Sydney, and then the next day to be right, we're commentating it from Melbourne. Or the day after that, no, we're going to Sydney. There are so many changes in this COVID world in the sporting landscape for us as broadcasters, let alone the players. It just throws up so many imponderables. So it is going to be one cracking Ashes. And if your man Ben Stokes gets on the plane, he's their talisman, the English will be a cock-a-hoop if he's able to get a start.
Yeah, you got to think like a scout. Be prepared for absolutely anything.
You're
right. December 17 is when Queensland is saying the borders are set to open up. Of course, the first test is scheduled for December 8. I think that will change as we move along down the path of vaccination, etc. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. So who's next up on the Howie Games? Who drops next?
Steph Rice comes out tomorrow, and then Curtis McGrath next week, mate. I appreciate your support, and I look forward to the Ashes. It's going to be big, mate. It's going to be so big. I can't wait.
Bring it on. Good on you, Howie. Have a good day.
Stay safe, mate. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, Mark Howard, as I mentioned, the main man. Don't listen to him. Out at Fox Cricket, and the World Cup starting October 17, of course, as we know. So we're underway. November 15 is when it goes through the Ashes. You'll catch it right there, and make sure you tune into the Howie Games, including the new artist series. So looking forward to that. Kirk Pengilly, Jimmy Barnes, Andy Lee, just to mention a few. 0457 736 736 is my number, or 1300 01 1170. We're looking for redemption stories out of rugby league. I've always been in two minds about redemption and rugby league. It shouldn't be the home of just redemption stories. There's so many others there, but off the back of Jackson Hastings' chat with Vossi this morning, and as we look towards 2022 and those that are looking to bounce back from this season into next, I'd like to know your thoughts. And also around a pre-season tournament. It was on this day that Australia won the inaugural World Nines competition at Bankwest Stadium back in 2019. Would you like to see something like that coming back our way? 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170.